going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now one-timer, and they score, and it's Nate Schmidt. 2 goals in game one, and he rips one home here. A one-timer from Nate Schmidt. He was set up by Reinhardt, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead with 15:45 to play here in the first. Hedman up the far side, got by Hagel. Jones bats it the other way, 9 seconds. Now in go the Lightning. It bounced away from Kucherov at center ice. Bennett, long shot of the empty net. He scores! Sam Bennett on the empty net. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 2.9 seconds to go here in the third period. And the puck is down. The final horn sounds. And the Panthers take both games in Tampa to start the series. The Panthers win it 2-0. A 19-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead in this first-round best-of-7 series.
What was your mindset down the stretch after your captain, Alexander Barkov, left the game?
Yeah, it's tough to see. You know, anytime your best player goes down like that, you're obviously, it's tough to lose him. He's, he does everything for the squad. So, we care about him a lot, and he's a tough guy. So, I'm sure he'll be fine. But, you hate to see that.
How did you see the emotions of this rivalry play a part in tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we expected anything less. Two teams that have played each other a lot in the playoffs, and that rivalry is just growing and growing. And we just hate them more and more every time we play them. So it makes for good hockey.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami. With the 13th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
You know, Mike was like bumping and ready to go. But we waited. We had a couple calls and just listening to people, and because, we weren't completely closed off to the idea if an opportunity came. But at the end of the day, we chose to pick him. And then I literally got 3 texts from teams like right below us saying that was their guy. So.
Always makes me feel better when Chris says something at the end like that. You know, we got the guy. Boy, the other three went, damn, you got us, man. You got us. As they're not worried about their own picks. Hey, good morning to everybody. A lot of good stuff. Great night. It really was. One of my favorite nights, the draft. We'll get into the Miami Dolphins defensive tackle as a nose guard, whatever you want to call him. But he's a big dude, and we needed help there, and they got it. And then obviously why that's going on. Just about the same time the Dolphins picked, actually, the Panthers we're getting a little shutout up in Tampa Bay with some bad blood in there. As know if anybody flipped it over, but Barkov took a shot in the corner, just turning. It didn't look like it was head, but to the top of the shoulder got lit up by Hagel and didn't return to the game. 5-minute penalty for that. And so anyway, they come home. Big Bob was fantastic. The defense in front of him was fantastic. And Tampa Bay 0 for 5 on power play. So a lot of good stuff, minus hopefully Barkov's going to be okay. And by the way, the Heat home tomorrow. And not only the Heat home, but the Panthers. And they're going to play at 1 o'clock. Both teams will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And more of the draft today, rounds 2 and 3 today. And, yeah, so everybody's wondering, hey, they needed desperately a defensive tackle. And they got themselves a big one, a big, strong, athletic guy. If you watch Michigan football, you know they had two really good defensive tackles. Actually, the other guy went even higher. Mason Graham went number 5 to the Browns. And we'll get into everything. A lot of stuff. You know, it never goes away. Shedeur Sanders, they kept showing that shot of the couch in Texas with the two mics for what was going to be he and his father, if you're wondering. And
how brutal was that?
Oh,
man.
God.
Well, the Giants trade in the first round. You got to think that's where he's going, right?
Yeah.
That felt like
no, it. You know what? I actually.
You didn't think so?
No, I when that first one, I.
I'm just shocked he wasn't the second quarterback taken. I don't. Shocking to me.
No, Woody, you're right. There's a good Giants.
And everyone, by the way, I was watching the pre-draft stuff. Everyone had their take on the anonymous coach who came out and crushed them.
Yeah, the thing we talked about yesterday, him getting crushed.
Yep.
Well, listen, and those guys stayed
you think
all
that hurt
in.
Him?
Hey, some of those guys, Booger and some of those guys, and I was going through all the coverage yesterday. And by the way, my favorite yesterday, Woody, I don't know how much, but before the draft and just kind of getting lathered up, I didn't want to get carried away. I got to tell you, Nick Saban was unbelievable. College football game day and Nick Saban were so good. That show, even when it's not college football season, for the pre to the stuff, was fantastic. Those guys were great stuff they were throwing out from the NIL and how it connects to the draft and finding guys. I just thought Nick Saban was, I got to tell you, I wasn't a big fan of his here at all, if you've listened to me since he's been here and been gone. But I got to tell you, man, he has been lights out since he retired. I wish he would have retired from Alabama a few years earlier because he has been really, really good with some of his stuff and those guys. So I thought that was great. Mario Cristobal, obviously, there with Cam Ward. Congratulations. Nothing but great stuff for Cam Ward. That was the only thing, man, that looked like a slam dunk. I kept waiting to go, there's got to be a little catch to this. Is there a chance something happens with – and they're like, no. And then you found out, and some teams did try to move up to get Cam Ward. Made apparently some pretty good offers, and Titans said no. Hey, man, we're just like you. We're looking for a franchise quarterback, and we are making a fly on this one to see if he's the guy. But there was some good stuff that did leak out. And then, of course, the Jags make the big move right off the bat. It was pretty obvious, I think, to everybody, the Travis Hunter. Boy, they gave up a lot, Woody. What'd you think about?
I thought that's the kind of move you make to excite a fan base for a team that's not won in a very long time, man.
Yeah, well.
You know what? I love the move.
5-2.
He could be a generational player, Joe. I mean, well, obviously we'll find out, right? And I know they said they had plans to play him on both sides of the ball, which I don't know how that's going to work necessarily.
I think he can, but listen.
Is it like situational stuff? Like
Most of the guys last night, I'll tell you who I thought Booger was terrible last night for ESPN. Just awful. Awful take for a guy that was such a good player and some of the stuff he was saying, but. He said you just play him both ways full time, and then he kind of came back, and I think he realized some of the other guys going, you can't play 140 snaps a game. I mean, you can't stay on the field and go, hey, we'll stay away from special teams, just jog off to Egypt. I agree.
I wonder how willing he's going to be to do that, to be quite honest. They showed the difference in pay between the two positions also.
Well.
Right? So, like, I wonder how willing he's going to be to play both. I mean, that's tough, man.
I can see him playing both ways. Don't get me wrong.
Maybe on passing downs, like, you know, third. I don't know.
It will be because they're going to have to. I love everybody just wants, like, we're all back in high school again for baseball and just you know, stay out there and pitch and then stay in the game and hit and do both. And then now we're doing this. And listen, it is a great story the guy could do that. I mean, you talk about, for me, no-brainer for the Heisman Trophy and all the things that he can do and equally as good at all the things. But all I know is I watch our guys – play one way, and it's hard for 17 weeks to stay healthy when you're playing Thursday night, you're playing Sunday night, you're playing Monday night, you got to travel sometimes on Thursday, it's a short week, and you're going to play full-time both ways? No shot. Absolutely no shot. He won't sniff a quarter of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. These receivers have enough trouble staying healthy. Yeah. I mean, all of them do.
Yeah,
right?
Look at. Yeah, that's a great point too.
Our guy down here got banged up.
No, they
Justin
both
Jefferson
do.
Gets banged up every year. Like, all the great guy, all
get
the best
hit,
of them do.
You take a shot. You know, it's just. It sounds good. It sounds good in paper in the offseason. Everything sounds good, man. And then you know we sit here and every other team. It's not just us. It just happened to we're down here. But we constantly trying to, you know, hey, is the guy going to be able to come back? Is this guy going to be able to come back? Will he be himself? They got a special guy, and they gave up a lot to get him to go from 5-2.
It's also one other weird thing about that, Joe, is if he does get hurt, he goes down, you'll lose your wide receiver and corner in the same blow.
Well, that's the other thing.
Like, that's kind of strange.
Yeah. Hey, I see him.
But I love, listen, to go back to your original thing, I love the pick.
Oh, it's
and
great.
I love the Jags having the guts to trade up.
It was
and I don't
a sexy
think anyone
pick.
Was happier than Travis. So you saw how happy that dude was?
Well, he's playing
not to go to
home.
Cleveland?
Yeah. Well, listen.
Oh, my God. He said in an interview last night that he was looking at houses in Jacksonville last night, like well, before the pick. He
the
said
amount
he just
of money,
knew.
The amount of money you're going to get for being a second pick, he can get he and his family homes over there in Jacksonville, and he'll be just fine. It was the sexiest pick of the night, though. I totally agree. I got to tell you, for the most part, the way this thing started outside of the trade, although people did think there was going to be a splash trade in there, there really weren't that many. All the names that you're hearing at the top were kind of all the names you expected. I went back and was looking at some of the mock drafts, and I'm not saying they hit the teams on it, but they all had, you know, Cam Ward at the top. They all had Travis Hunter at the top. Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, Mason Graham, although some said he might drop. Well, he didn't. And Ashton Jeanty, who, by the way.
That one was nuts. That's way too early, man.
Well,
don't you think? I'm sure he's great, but my God, man.
Hey, they need, by the way, there's another great pick for your fan base. That guy,
I guess.
If those highlights don't get you juiced up, that guy bouncing off guys and then outrunning guys.
Yeah, the rest of the team's not very good, though.
No, you got other.
I think running back is tough to take when you don't have other stuff.
Well, listen,
just my opinion, but
no. They do, and they're trying to fix things. You know,
I feel that position's undervalued, but. That's early. That's early to take that guy.
Well, he's a special guy. And
I know.
He wasn't the only one. There was a second running back that went. There's more guys today. Listen, the Shedeur Sanders thing was...
just to throw this at you, if he's there when the Dolphins pick?
You're wasting
you take
your
a flyer?
Time.
No.
You waste your no. time. Are you like how many times okay. you and I... No, no. Seriously.
I'm sorry. I had to ask that. The
no,
question
no,
had
no,
to be
no.
asked.
Again, we have holes. We have holes that if Mr. Ross is working, running on the field or walking on the field, he would break his leg. The holes are so big in some of the positions they have. So they got some things to take care of today.
But you know that question had to be asked.
So I love it. The people that love him are going, well, we got to take him. Well, we got to take him. I listened to some of those guys last night go, well, Shedeur's still the best. He's not my number one quarterback. And I'm like, well, that's great you're saying that, but – you realize he just went in the second round. I hope he's the third quarterback taken in this draft in the second round.
Hey, man, look, the only thing is I don't want to look back in a few years and be like, my God, this guy fell to the second round and we, you know, we screwed this up.
Woody, I don't know what the knock on the kid is. You know, I it's probably a combination of all the stuff that came out, the unnamed coach, and that said all the, that blasted him from character to everything else, entitled to his dad, to his play, and he's just not very good and all that stuff. I don't know, but I got to tell you, please don't bring that up today. That guy should be the last guy on the minds of the Miami Dolphins, Shedeur Sanders. I'm curious, like everybody else, to see what's going to happen. I hate when I see a kid get blasted that badly. Of course, everybody's getting critiqued. Heck, our guy, it's nitpicking for people, because I already had somebody go, hey, you know he plays high. You go, what? And he's got to get in bed. I go, what? He's 330 to 340 pounds. He's a big, strong, quick dude. He will get in shape. He will get used to it like every other guy that comes down here and plays in this heat and humidity. He will learn to play lower. He will learn, and hopefully he comes in here with a mindset that wants to be as good as the two guys we drafted last year at both 1 and 2, and the way they work at it. And I have no problem. I said I'm not going to get caught up in names. I'm going to get caught up in positions of need for this team. And we saw one of them last night. And please don't get caught up that he's going to play over the center every snap at nose guard. Don't do that. And I know Omar's already doing that and, like, explaining to everybody the difference. And yeah, 340-pound guys are run stoppers. I get it. He's got some quickness to him. I think a lot of people think he'd be a lot better pass rusher. Had, I think, just 3 sacks for Michigan last year. And he'll get a chance to play a lot. And, yes, he will come in and start. And when I say start, if he doesn't play the first play of the first game, that's okay, because he's going to be playing a lot of snaps in the first game. And so I call him starters from that standpoint. But I do expect him to be out there and playing a lot as long as he's in shape. And that's the biggest thing for him. He have to get he has not seen the heat and humidity that we offer for camp. And every big fella that comes down here in the 300-pound club, it takes for a lot of those guys. You know, everybody's got heat wherever they're from. Don't get me wrong. There's different kinds of heat. And I learned the hard way. I cramped up every friggin' day from that cool Bay Area weather to coming out here. I had cramps so bad, literally where your whole body cramps up. During games, during preseason games, they go, you got to drink liquid, kid. Get off the sodas. Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. A lot of stuff from the draft. Rounds 2 and 3 today. Dolphins in the ball game for both rounds. For both rounds today, we'll get into a lot of guards and tackles off the board last night, man. And
sorry to hit you with that question, by the way, but it had to be asked.
Really? Were you the only one?
Okay, that's fine. If you think that.
Is that what you were thinking about? Shedeur drops out of the first and
he's
sitting
there.
Really?
No, I wasn't thinking. I thought he was going to take it. I thought when they announced the Giants are trading up, I thought he was gone. I thought that was it. But if Joe, look, I don't evaluate quarterbacks for a living, obviously. But he was really good in college, and he was supposed to be the top pick, and I know he fell off, but.
So if he fell off for everybody drafted.
I'm sure
drafted,
there's a reason. I'm sure there is.
Okay.
But then I look at, like, we were talking about Lamar Jackson yesterday. Okay. Why did that guy fall to the end of the first round?
I don't know, but let's leave Lamar out of this
okay.
one. Okay. And athletic as Lamar was, there was no question. Arm strength Lamar had, you know, all the other stuff that they got caught up in, the stereotype and, you know, can you play slot and all that stuff and can you run a 44th because we think you're really fast? And he said no, and no, I'm going to be a quarterback. And he's turned out to be one of the best in the business. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody, while you're getting all crazy about Shedeur Sanders this morning.
I think it's a crazy question. I'm very concerned that, you know, I like that we address the defense. It's great. But, man, there's a lot of stuff we got to address on the other side of the ball.
There's two positions, Woody. There's two positions to get to. You're struggling with this three positions that are empty. There's nobody home.
Let me guess. Corner and offensive line.
Well, you've heard them. Okay. Well, there's nothing to guess about. You've heard it for three. You've heard
well,
it
the
since
the question
been
becomes
back.
Now, can you still get starters with these next two picks?
You got to.
That's
find
what the big question will be, right?
And they may slide somebody else in there. But I got to tell you, we go through this draft, and we get our need players at, you know, at the fifth round or something, we got a problem. If we're going to fix everything and we abuse this offensive line and we start believing we have enough right now, shame on us. Shame on us if we think we've done our work at offensive line. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt as we get set for rounds 2 and 3 today that they're smarter than that over there, really. And I know they laugh at us at breakfast and stuff, and we sound stupid, but maybe they won't. But that was a good start, man, to get away from finesse, getting a big, strong dude on defense. Hey, right now, let's talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, my gosh, it's Friday. You can't mess up a Friday. A lot of great stuff going on, a lot of good stuff to get to. And if you got some time this week and you're starting to look around when you're not watching all your favorite sports, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Check out the SUV family, whether it's midsize or the big boys like the Tahoes, the Suburbans, down to the all-new Equinox or the 2025 Traverse. Boy, we got something for everybody, starting with a great look. It's got to look good, man. I don't know about you. It can have everything you need on the inside. And if it's ugly on the outside, I'm going to pass. No matter what you're selling me inside, it's not going to work. Boy, I'll tell you, South Florida Chevy dealers have really figured that out, including the new 2025 Traverse, one of my favorites. Spacious, comfortable seating for everyone. Plenty of room for the cargo and a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Hey, let's get to our cleanup hitter, the Silverado trucks. Boy, are they great. Strong, durable trucks. A lot to choose from when it comes to power. 4 strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs. Hardest work in bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs. Hey, I don't know about you, but you need to stop by if you're in a truck and you need a strong, durable truck that can do it all for you for work and pleasure. You got to stop by this week. And we got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Stop by. They got outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Panthers come back home up 2-0 with the big shutout last night. Only negative in the game is Barkov took a hell of a hit there in the third period, and hopefully he's going to be okay. Probably find out more. Really not a whole lot of time to rest there. Game three for both the Heat and the Panthers. You can't make this up. Tomorrow, both at 1 o'clock. So don't know what your plans are. And, oh, by the way, also the fourth through the seventh round will start at noon tomorrow as well for you draft junkies.
How does that happen? The 1 o'clock. Like, don't they get together and say, hey, can we push it by 3 hours? One of the leagues, doesn't someone budge?
I don't know if they even look. What do you always think they look
at? But here's the thing, Joe. It's not like they're starting at 7 o'clock. Like, I get it if you're both night games. 1 o'clock? On a Saturday? Like, what are we doing?
They're getting all these games in. I just.
What are we doing, man?
We do this every year. We always go. They're like.
But I get it if it's at night. All right. Whatever. But man, oh, man.
It is funny, though, when the Dolphins play, it seems like they make it a point to make sure they don't have games the same time. You ever notice that? They'll play in the same day, but not at the same time.
No, he'll play at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
They don't mess when the NFL. But, like, these guys, like, really? Like, does anybody look at the schedule to, you know, again?
Just, yeah.
I don't know what the crossover fan base. We've done this for years. I know.
I'm guessing there's a good percentage. I mean, I happen to count myself as one of those.
Well, you're the wrong guy to ask, Woody, because you're in our business.
I know, but I'm guessing people that listen to our show, most people that listen to our show probably like, here's the other thing, Joe, the Panthers games, I mean, the Panthers are obviously a bit of a better product right now as far as being competitive.
It might be the best product in hockey again right now.
Yes, they may.
By the way they're playing.
They shut that team down last night, and you could tell how frustrated they got when they try to take Barkov out like that. What a dirty play, man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well,
I hope it's not his head. I hope he's okay. But
that goes back when we had that day about who, you know, hockey and football, and I go, ooh, that's one of those exceptions last night because he just turned. It looks like he literally just went to turn, and he got lifted up. Hagel hit him pretty good speed and took him right off his feet onto the ice. And,
no, that was an I want to hurt this guy and take him out type of hit.
Well, there
he went high.
I feel like Game three, and by the way, these guys, both teams just openly say, we hate you. They don't even say, we dislike you. They go, I hate you. And I just think it's going to pick up. Those guys handled their composure nicely last night and said, let's get the win. And
that's the best rivalry we have in our town right
now.
Oh,
my God. I've been saying that. I know.
Yep. I don't think it's close.
These guys just openly talk about it. It's been a great one. And for the last few years, instead of looking at all their great names, and they got four or five great players. I think they led the league in goals this past year. And you look at the numbers, they have, four guys with 37-plus goals. And you look at your team and go, we're right there with you, man, if not more. And Big Bob has just been fantastic. Got great defense in front of him and making it tough. 19 saves last night. You know, it's funny. You talk about Big Bob. He didn't have to save 30, 35, 40 shots like it used to be. And, you don't know how many you can give up. Those guys do a really good job in front of them. So, anyway, we got that. They're up 2-0. And we got the draft. And I know a lot of people. Listen, I think this Kenneth Grant pick is great. It's the right position. I don't know. If the thing I hear is he's got major upside, he's a huge man. Whether he plays at 330 to 3, I heard up to 345, and he's got quickness and he's got the right coach. No, this guy they have, Austin Clark, is one of the best defensive line coaches in the business, and I'm just going by the work that he's done with Christian Wilkins and some other guys to where they ended up being to get the contract He's taken some journeymen and got him new contracts other places. I just think he does a really, really good job. You know, I don't know what makes one guy get through to guys over another guy. But he's got a big, talented guy. And if he wants to be great, he's got a great start with all the gifts that he has to help us on that defensive line. And, hey, Zach Sealers, he's got a neighbor, new neighbor, and it could be a good one. If it's anything like his last two neighbors, Christian and Calais, it'd be nice. So anyway, we got all that. Now it's time. We got a lot of work. Listen, we have beaten this up for 2 to 3 months. Hard. Making it a point why coaches are driving in and front office members to say, hey, man, we got some empty positions. We got some empty. Stay on it. And they did. I didn't know if they go defensive tackle. It's supposed to be a deep position. We need another offensive lineman. And if it has to be because we like this flexibility, tackle to guard, if you don't like a guy that's just a full-time guard, we got to find one. That thing needs to be upgraded. And if you're all in on Patrick Paul, that's great. But I'd still be getting another guy ready to go. And then on top of that, we need cornerbacks. And speaking of cornerbacks, Chris Greer spoke about cornerbacks last night.
Yeah, if we feel good, we feel it's a deeper group of guys where there's, and that's always a position that, and if you guys watch and study like you do, corners have come through all rounds here. And, you know, Kansas City in the past has played with guys we're looking at, we're fifth and seventh rounders. Mike was talking in San Francisco, their Super Bowl year, the guys that were late round players playing. So it's a good draft with a lot of talented kids, and it's just, you know, finding the right one for us.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Do the work. Great. I'm not going to say, I know we could throw the Cam Smith and Igbinogany and all that stuff. I'm not going to do that. I just find some guys. You're going to have to play some young guys. Everybody knows that. You are going to have to play some young guys. Even if you end up going with the guys that have been around here for a couple years or year two for Storm, who was a rookie free agent, or even Cam Smith, who some people have given up on. He's going to get another shot at it in year three, a second-round pick. And so we'll see. But I hope they stay focused. And listen, I'm not saying reach for a guy. You know, I don't want to get to a point at guard or cornerback where you have them ranked. I mean, you do all this work. You don't want to throw it out and go, God, there's a couple other guys at other positions can help us. But you have some dark holes, man. Cornerback position is a dark hole when you look. And all you really have with proven experience is Kader Kohou. That's it. You got some safeties that have played some. You're counting on. That's great. I knew that was going to happen. You can't go out and get a bunch of free agents no matter what you pay them and not play some of them. So we do need some of those guys to play. But we need a couple of cornerbacks, and we need a couple of offensive linemen, and we honestly need another defensive tackle in there. And then you can talk about all the other stuff we need to improve this thing as well. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. Get caught up. Lot of stuff, a lot of wild, wild stuff last night. I just, the draft, man, and they were banging the picks out. I mean, they had that thing timed out pretty. The commissioner was constantly coming up there and
there was
rolling.
A lot of people watching that thing in person last night.
Wow. First I heard 250,000.
I saw they stopped letting people in.
Then I saw 125,000, and then I was like, whatever it was, because there were a bunch of them in the stadium too and outside the stadium, and you're like, wow. And the first thing I thought, where the hell are all these people staying? Wait, Woody, unless there's a...
You got to have a screw loose, though, to go and stand in that sort of mass of people to try and get glimpse of a little
Woody,
stage.
Woody, you know what I thought? I'd be drinking beer. That's a beer-drinking night. I'd be, you know, they give me another beer, man.
Yeah, unless you're in the middle of that crowd and you have no way to get to a bathroom.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Or your beer stand or whatever.
No.
It's like being, you know what that looked like? It looked like one of those giant concert festival things.
Woody.
Right, where there's
Woody,
like a million
funny.
People
it's
standing
funny.
Watching
All
a concert.
All I could think of is at this age, for older guys, you drink two or three beers. I'm going, God, I got to go to the bathroom here. And we're getting ready to pick. Oh my God. And you're looking around. You can't get out. I mean, it's stuff with over 100,000 people. Woody, we got to go to break. Hold your
thoughts. Texter was right though about Chris Gristle and Omar's Vista View thing.
Oh, you can get corners anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't go Day County though. He said there's late a rounds, bunch of them out there. Yeah. Day County and then later rounds. Hey, we got a lot more to get to. Hey, we didn't mention it. Marlins, 6-game road trip starts tonight in Seattle for 3 there, and then they'll go play the Dodgers. And then, by the way, next Friday, I was going to say Oakland A's, but we'll just call them the Sacramento A's right now, will be here for 3 games. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the big show comes to town. The big show. The Dodgers come to town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Catch a little Taco Tuesday in there. But, so the Dodgers will be in town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I always say this. The marketing department has put together some great giveaways and some great specials for you to go to all your favorite games, whether it's a Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday to a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll be telling you about all of them coming up here. So Martin's got a 6-game road trip. We'll be back in town for next weekend with the A's and then followed by the Dodgers for Marlins baseball. Currently 11-13.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, before we get back to it here, let's get you your weather update. It is brought to you by the DeMesmin Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 75 degrees at the moment and no rain in the forecast. And before we get back here, let's let you know we have our event coming up. We need you to RSVP here if you can. WQAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. It is presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall, and it is back on Friday, May the 9th at Tabacone at Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is free, but space is limited. RSVP now at WQAM.com to reserve your spot. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacone Plantation Walk is presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year, 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at edmorsesawgrass.com. And also to let you know, we do have a giveaway that we will be doing at some point here during the show. The Roast Master General Jeff Ross, he is bringing his Take a Banana for the Ride Tour to Hard Rock Live in July. And we have your chance for you to win tickets. Keep listening to our show here for details. We will let you know later on today how you can win. If you are just waking up here this morning, just to get you up to date on everything that has transpired here, the Panthers getting a 2-0 win in Game 2. Alexander Barkov did get taken out of the game late. A high hit knocked him out of the game. So we will have to check on his status prior to the Saturday 1 o'clock game. That will be Game 3 as the series will shift back to Sunrise. The Cats leading that series 2-0. Of course, so we had the NFL draft last night. Cam Ward going first overall. The Dolphins taking Michigan defensive tackle Kenneth Grant at 13. Dolphins have a couple of picks coming up here this evening, 48-98. And in soccer, we had the Inter-Miami falling to Vancouver 2-0. Joe, just get Amron up to date on what's going on.
No, it's good, man, because we did not mention the Inter-Miami thing. Late night, but a fun night, man. I, like a lot of you, enjoyed it. And just about the same time, a little bit off, but Panthers got a win up there. End up getting both just playing great. The only bad news, of course, the Barkov injury on a cheap shot by Hagel. And we'll see what happens. But tomorrow, 1 o'clock, I hope you got two TVs if you like both teams, because the Heat and the Panthers will be playing at the same time. Obviously, the Heat down 2-0, and the Panthers back at Amerant Bank in Sunrise.
Panthers are going to beat the hell out of those
guys. My God.
Someone asked, by the way, if that's there's going to be a fight right when the puck drops. I don't know.
I don't think so, because it's a playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think you want to screw around.
But if it gets chippy in the middle of the game, if I'm Hagel, I would keep – there are going to be some guys pissed off. And the guy
–
the thing about this, how many – I got to mention this, and we got a lot of Dolphin stuff and a lot of draft stuff, and everybody's coming out during the breaks. That's why I was a little bit late coming back, Woody. Everybody's got –
That's okay. I'll do a filibustering now.
Different thing. Time. I love the fact. Sam Bennett – like, I want Sam Bennett – If you don't get enough money, we're gonna try to get it done in here. No, I'm not gonna pay it, but the radio station, I love that guy. Yeah, we hate them. The more we play against them, the more we hate them. What a great rivalry! What a great rival! I only have one team when I got here from Cal, and not really up to date on the old AFC East, and I remember all the veterans going, we friggin' hate the Jets. Like, I got here and they go, that friggin' Gastineau, man. Every chance we get, we're going to friggin' hit him clean, dirty. And I was like, and they really, and then they're saying, I was good friends with Wesley Walker from college, and they're saying things about Wesley. I was like, man, Wes a good dude. I go, I know he's really fast and he scores a lot of touchdowns, but that's my guy, man. That's my California guy, man. He was great. And, boy, you learn. After the game, there ain't no handshaking. You know, it was a rivalry back then, man. And we were bad. They were bad. We were good. They were real good. And with a lot of players. So that the only time we get that now is Tampa Bay and Florida Panthers. So
all of our other rivalries are gone, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Heat Knicks is irrelevant. Dolphins Jets is irrelevant.
No, it's just not
Dolphins
the same.
Pats was something for a while there. That's kind of irrelevant.
Actually, the Bills with Kelly and Marino and that was a good
Heat
one.
Heat Celtics is kind of there's no more luster
there. No, this
there,
is it,
right?
Man. This
Heat
is
Celtics
it.
Was like the best one for a long time there, though,
so
right?
You look at their roster. Part of it has got to be you got to have really good teams, and both these teams are loaded. Although Kucherov now. By the way, we do this every year. A guy that's really good that's not playing well. So now they're getting on Kucherov, who led the league in points for the third time in his career. Kucherov has is he playing? They're getting on him. They've only scored 2 goals for a team that led the league in goals. So just to give you an idea just how good it's been between Big Bob and the guys playing in front of him, it's just been outstanding. We got a lot of stuff with the Dolphins and some things. I gotta tell you, and I'm trying really hard. I'm fine with the pick because I thought they desperately needed.
Did you think it was a safe pick?
No,
we're getting that from a lot of people that it was a safe pick.
No, I don't think. I think it was an upside. I think he is truly, he's an athletic guy, 330 or 40 pounds, whichever one. I don't know. He obviously can carry the weight or has a lot of weight. I don't know what the weight the team will give him. But we need an athletic big guy that's physical. We need that on the D. We need that on the D-line. Hell, we need that on the O-line too. And we need to still find one of those guys or two. And then the cornerback position. And so, yeah, it hasn't changed for day two. We got a second, a third round pick. And so those will be coming up, but I don't think, you know, I know some of you are going to go, oh, Stephen Ross made that pick. It was a Michigan guy and he's all fire. No, Michigan's got a lot of great players last year and this year. That's why they won the national championship and they had two stud defensive tackles, first two defensive tackles taken in this draft. And we grabbed the second one. Mason Graham was the first one. And here we go. But hey, man, and I get it, and Chris Greer, the only thing I'd say, and go get him, Chris. I'm rooting for you. I know the heat you're under. You don't have to come out and say, when you make a pick like that, to justify. You don't have to do that. To come out and say the next three teams all called him and went, you took our guy. Stop it. Like, stop it, Chris. You don't need to pat yourself on the back and tell everybody how smart you got. You got a good player. Let's coach him up. But you don't have to tell me that the 14th, 15th, and 16th picks in the draft were like, that was our guy. I can't believe the teams called us. They're getting ready to make picks, and they're going, man, Chris, you screwed up our whole board. That was the guy we were going to take.
I like the more and more the NFL draft sounds like my fantasy draft. I love it, man.
And I'm going to tell you.
That sounds like my fantasy football draft. You go up there and you take the pick and you go, oh, my God, that was my guy.
By the way, one better than that. How many guys are going to stand? How many head coaches
are
and
text
GMs?
Chris Greer, yeah.
No, let me finish. How many head coaches and GMs are going to stand up in front of the media after they make their picks after day one or day two and go, whew, man, we had seven guys we liked and they were all taken. We had some extra guys we took, but they weren't our top guy. Of course you're going to go, man, we are so lucky. That was the guy we had, man, on the board. And not only was he so good that the teams, can you imagine the three teams after us all go, my man, Chris, you took our damn guy. Damn, that was a pick. Anyway.
Maybe they did. Maybe they sent it right after. They said, hey, you know.
Great pick.
Tremendous pick.
Way to go.
You got our guy.
Our boards looked alike, apparently. Meanwhile, I don't know what the three teams
were. I just like the more and more that it sounds like it's a fantasy football draft. Like everyone's just out there having fun.
I got to tell you.
I mean, is that what they did? Is that really what they do? Do they text each other? Good pick.
I have trouble believing they do that.
I mean, that's what you do when you're in the room with all your buddies and you're making the picks. You go up to the board and you put the sticker on the board. And everyone goes, oh, I love that pick. Oh, that guy sucks. I hate that pick. Like,
well,
everyone is a commentary.
I can tell you this, Woody. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here, and we'll talk more. And we got a lot of texts coming in, 305-567-0560. Tell you what, though, it's always that one guy that drops. And he was smart enough. Shedeur Sanders went back to Texas, went back to where he grew up and with his family and friends. But they kept going to the empty couch with the two mics. It's just no matter what you think of Shedeur, I don't know if he seems to rub some of you wrong too. Some of you people send message, a text in. But I gotta tell you, that's brutal for the kid, man. Whatever you think. And he went from being, they're gone. And even last night, people were going, I still got him as the number one. Some of those guys on ESPN, oh, he's still the number one quarterback for me over Cam. What he can do, what he's been through, you know, and all this, and what he's
You're
done.
You're teasing us with this, by the way.
He's doing all this
stuff.
A lot
of people that would be pretty excited about that.
About what?
The Dolphins made a move.
For him? In the second round?
Fell a long way,
please,
man.
Do me a favor. There's
fell a long way.
There's two other shows today you can hit him with. You want to make sure. One's 10 to 2 and one's 2 to 6. And hit him with You Want Shedeur. Please.
Okay.
We got a lot of other stuff. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about hurricane season. It's right around the corner, man. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You got that old leaky roof. Replace your roof now and pay later. If that's what's holding you back, a lot of people are going, hey, man, one more year. I can save a little bit more money one more year before I get that new roof, and hopefully we don't get hit with the big one. The big one. We've been lucky the last few years during hurricane season, but hey, there's only one thing you can do. I know Chev always talks about this, the CEO. Joe, it's all about protecting your home, man. You can't control the strength of a hurricane or anything else, but if it's coming, you want to give your home every chance possible with windows and doors and a brand new roof, and we do it as well as anybody. So hey, Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on our legendary say-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. again, that's LoctiteImpact.com, or call 954-500-LOCK. Covering all of South Florida. Check them out. Their professionals would love to work with you at Loctite Impact.